My name is Amber. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 21st, 2018, and I'm speaking with Riley Bronson, who is my best friend who is leaving me for college. We are recording this interview in Riley's car in Seymour, Connecticut. Okay, Riley, share some lessons that you've learned about from your relationships.
Okay, don't dwell on them too much. Friendships and, like, you know, relationships, like boyfriend and girlfriends, they come and go, but if it's real, it'll last.
Solid.
Works.
What are some of your earliest memories of me?
Oh my god. Wait, I feel like I've been friends with such a long time. Oh no, I was gonna say something, but I don't know if you want it to be recorded. I was gonna.
Just say it.
I remember when you liked Ryan last year. And we went to the beach, and then your uncle was there.
Oh my god.
Okay, so we went to the beach, and then we were getting Wendy's.
Yeah.
And you were talking about how your uncle drives a bunch of fancy cars, because you looked outside and you saw a car that looked like your uncle's. And then your uncle walked in. And we were in, like, the most, like, random place, like, ever. Like, Wendy's next to Milford Beach. Like, the odds of your uncle walking in were, like, it would never happen.
Oh, that was funny.
There's, like, earlier ones, too, but I can't remember them. But that's, like, the one that, is, like, came to mind. It was, like, Amber. Oh, that one.
Okay. What are some of your most vivid memories of our school?
Well, today, we decorated Mr. Perucci's classroom with turkeys in celebration... Celebration for it. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. And celebration for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Oh, what else? We've done so much stuff. Oh, like leaving early in OC's room.
I liked our Friendsgiving that we had.
We had a Friendsgiving. Yeah, we got ice cream. We left school, got ice cream, and then came back to the school and ate it with Perucci. Literally anything that's happened in Perucci's room has been fun.
Literally. It's like Perucci's the third part of our friendship.
It is. Oh. He should be in this interview as well.
He should. Coming next, interview with Perucci. Okay, next question. Tell me about your prom. What did you wear and what was the night like?
Okay, well, you were at prom and we sat together, but we didn't go on the same bus.
Yeah.
My dress was really pretty. It was maroon. And it had, was it gold or silver?
I think it was gold.
Was
I think it was silver.
I can't actually remember my prom. It was like, there was like embroidery on it and like down the back. It was really pretty. It was tight and it had a slit. It looked pretty sexy. And I had fun. I went in the photo booth, took pictures, you know. It was pretty dope. And we sat together. And that steak was huge.
It was so undercooked too. Everything was so undercooked.
My jumbo shrimp was pretty good. That's what I ate. Jumbo shrimp.
Oh my god.
This is a great interview. We're
this
doing
is
so
really
well.
Good. Okay. Question I'm making up right now on the spot.
On the spot question.
What's your favorite word?
My favorite word?
Yeah.
I don't have a favorite word, but I have a least favorite word.
What's your least favorite word?
Moist. Ew. I know I hate it. Actually, no. I take that back. My favorite word is flabbergasted. I just like saying it.
Flabbergasted.
I don't know. I like it.
Okay. What's your favorite song?
My favorite song? Right now? Mo Bamba. And I don't
Completely unironically.
Completely unironically. I just listen to it all the time.
Oh my god.
Like, it just cheers me up. You know? Like, I can't be sad when I listen to Mo Bamba.
If you were with James Corden in carpool karaoke, what kind of songs would you want him to play with you?
Ooh. Something I can, like, belt out. Like, hold on. Can I look at my playlist to find a
yes.
song?
Ow.
It would be something, like, really hype, of course. Oh, Africa by Toto.
Yes.
I would sing that in carpool karaoke.
Yes. Oh, crap. Maybe we should go. We could keep interviewing while we're driving.
Okay, we're going to start driving.
We're going to McDonald's. So to meet with Cody Gallette.
I can't wait until Miss Anthony watches.
Okay. Other questions. If you could drive anywhere in the world, like not fly or like travel, just drive anywhere, where would you go?
I can drive anywhere.
Yeah. Like if the world was like before how like it all separated.
Like if I had like no oceans, like,
yeah.
And I can drive literally anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe like Italy. Because I'm Italian and I've always wanted to go there. It looks really pretty. And I can see the Pope.
Yes. What's the name of the Pope?
Pope Francis. We love him.
Oh my God. Okay. If you had the option to travel across the United States or travel across all of Europe, which one would you pick?
Probably United States.
The United States would take longer. I think you could travel across Europe in like 3 days.
Really?
Yeah, it's really small.
I know, but just because like this is where we came from, you know?
And
you know, it's nice to go visit foreign places. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd rather just, like, figure out what's in the U.S. first.
Okay, let's talk about college.
Okay.
Okay. Why don't you tell the interview where you're going to college?
Oh, okay. I'm going to go to Clark University. I'm going to play softball there.
Woo!
And I'm going to study business administration and entrepreneurship.
Yes. Okay. So, what made you decide to go to a faraway school and not, like, a school that you could commute to?
Even growing up, I never wanted to stay in Connecticut.
Crap.
I always had this feeling that, you know, like, college was all about being on your own and getting to really grow up as a person. So I always was looking at schools that were far away. At first, I wanted to go a lot farther than Massachusetts. I wanted to go to, like, Florida or something, but once like reality hit and I realized that that's a lot of money, like I limited my options about like how far I wanted to go.
Yeah.
And it's about a 2-hour drive to get to the school, which is nice because I can still come back home, God forbid something happened.
Yeah.
So it's like far away where I can like, you know, grow up and be my own person, mm-hmm. but close enough that I can always come home.
Were there any other schools that you were thinking of going to before Clark? Like, that you were like, sure, like, you were like, I'm going to this school, and then Clark came up and you were like, I'm not going to the school, I'm going to Clark?
I was looking at King's College in Pennsylvania. They wanted me to play softball for them, too. It was a really pretty school, actually. I didn't really, like, when I went to Clark after I went to King's, like, I felt like I fit in more with Clark.
And then our interview will be done because it's almost 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so we're on our way to McDonald's.
All
right. Riley, what are you going to be ordering at McDonald's?
Oh, everything, actually. I've never had a Big Mac before. Can you believe that? So maybe I'll get a Big Mac and some fries.
Dang, trying new stuff.
I know.
Okay, so we got to go to McDonald's to meet Cody Gallette there. So, okay, thanks for listening to our interview.
Thank you for listening. Hopefully we get animated.
Yes. Okay, bye.
That'd be pretty dope. Bye.
Bye.